Thank you for joining us again today here at the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotion. Sorry, the last day or two I've not been able to get the message up online. I apologize for that. But here we are today, and turning to the book of Psalm, chapter 42, I want you to look at verse 11, if you will. I'm going to read from the Common English Bible and as well from the King James here. And this particular verse of Scripture has touched my heart as I've been studying from a book I've mentioned before, the Shepherd's Trilogy, and especially A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23 by Philip Keller, one of my favorite writers, where he talks about the cast down sheep. And I'm going to read from his book a little bit for you today, but I want to look at this verse of Scripture first in the Common English Bible to give it perspective for you today. Why, I ask myself, are you so depressed? Why are you so upset inside? Hope in God, because I will again give him thanks, my saving presence and my God. How many times have we felt that way? And we kind of try to shake ourselves up. Why am I so depressed? Why am I so upset? Deep inside my soul, my hope is in God. I will give him thanks. The psalmist is trying to encourage us here to kind of shake off the fetters of life and to begin to recognize the grace of God afresh, and also tear aside that spirit that sometimes overwhelms you. There's a prayer that I pray sometimes when I'm overcome by depression, and at the end of this time together, I'm going to pray that with you, and I believe that God will encourage your soul. But in the book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, it talks about the cast down sheep. And the cast down sheep is a very interesting creature, because it's just like you and I, as God alludes to us being sheep and Jesus the Good Shepherd. The fact is, a cast down sheep is one that their feet are like upside, are flipped over. They're on their back, and they're heavy wool and different things kind of has got the best of them, and for some reason they get knocked off center, etc., and or they lay down and kind of roll over, and they can't get themselves back up. It's a very awkward and sometimes very serious situation, and sometimes we get our feet knocked up from under us, and we can't get back up. That's somewhat how depression hits us. And I want to read to you a little bit here about the cast down sheep. First of all, Psalm 42:11, he quotes from. In Psalm 42:11, he cries out, talking about the Good Shepherd, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God." Our hope is in the Lord. Now there is an exact parallel to this in caring for sheep. Only those intimately acquainted with sheep and their habits understand the significance of a cast sheep, or a cast down sheep. This is an old English shepherd's term for a sheep that has turned over on its back and cannot get up again by itself. It needs the shepherd's help. It needs assistance, sometimes through the Holy Spirit, sometimes through a loving counsel, somehow through a message we hear. It gets us back on our feet spiritually. But back to what Philip Keller's writing here, as I digress there for a moment. A cast sheep is a very pathetic sight. Lying on its back, its feet in the air, it flays away frantically, struggling to stand up, without success. Sometimes it will bleat a little for help, but generally it lies there lashing about in fright and frustration. Have you ever been there in your personal life? If the owner does not arrive on the scene within a reasonably short time, the sheep will die. This is but another reason why it is so essential for a careful sheepman to look over his flock every day, counting them to see that all are able to be up and on their feet. If one or two are missing, often the first thought to flash into his mind is, "One of my sheep is cast somewhere. I must go and search and set it on its feet again." One particular ewe that I owned in a flock of sheviots was notorious for being a cast sheep. Every spring, when she became heavy in lamb, it was not uncommon for her to become cast every second or third day. Only my diligence made it possible for her to survive from one season to the next. One year I had to be away from the ranch for a few days, just when she was having her problems. So I called my young son aside and told him he would be responsible for her well-being while I was absent. If he managed to keep her on her feet until I came home, he would be well paid for his efforts. Every evening after school, he went out to the fields faithfully and set up the old ewe so she could survive. It was quite a task, but she rewarded us with a fine pair of twin lambs that spring. The wool can help to give profit to the sheep, the good shepherd. The ability for them to reproduce can give them profit later on. God sees profit in us. He sees opportunity in us. He loves us. But sometimes we get weighted down by the cares of this life, and sometimes we don't produce because we are put in a very precarious position and we don't get our feet back up under us. God wants you to know today that He wants to lift you up, to encourage you, to strengthen you. And just like that cast down sheep that because of either its heavy wool or out of balance or it fell asleep and rolled over, got itself in a position where it could not get back up on its feet and was flailing away in fright, we too sometimes have our spinning emotions, our difficult times. We're frightened by circumstances, and we can allow it to get the best of us, and we can become ineffective and even lose our soul over it, in a sense or in reality. But if we can walk by faith, know our hopes in the Lord, and trust in His hand, our good shepherd will come, and He'll lift us up. He'll strengthen us. He'll bear us up on wings as eagles through the work and the help of His Holy Spirit. Be encouraged in that today. And say this prayer with me today if you're battling different things in your life and you need the touch of God, and you want to overcome any sense of depression, fright, or doubt. Say this prayer with me. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word, I am asking you to deliver me from this spirit of heaviness. Thank you, Lord, that all things work together for good in my life, because I love you and I am called according to your purpose. In Jesus' name, I bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I put on the helmet and the hope of salvation. Now may God, my God of hope, fill me with all joy and peace in believing, that I may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, guide me into all truth and deliver me from all the lies of the evil one. I will not be conformed to this world, but I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged today. You don't have to remain cast down, and the Good Shepherd loves you so very much. If you need to reach us here at the ministry, please call us at any time at 646-926-0401, 646-926-0401, or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com, cgmfinc@gmail.com, or visit our website. Send us a note through there. Or check out all the ministry tools and various niceties we have there. That's at cgmfinc.weebly.com. God bless you today. Thank you so much for being with us today on the prayer line. Till next time, God bless.